So let me just share a quick word with you. Not a quick word. Let me do it forever. Why do I say those kind of things? For the sake of children yet to come. I don't know how long the Lord will be. I don't know, but what I'm so convinced about is, man, when that little Anna grabs my finger and starts dragging me around, telling me what I need to do, and is so confident in the Lord, I just think, thank God he is raising up people all over the world. We've seen so many mighty people, but this thing, Jesus said this. He said, I'm going to fill the earth with my glory. And we got a mentality that it was all going to end and it had to go to Armageddon and had it, you know, everything was going to go to the pits. And I can't tell you how many people say, well, I at least know my Bible that, you know, this is all going to go down the tubes. And I thought, what Bible have you really been reading? Because there are scriptures down that line, but there is so much that says, I will lead you in victory. I'll never forsake you. Not a hair in your head will be harmed. I'm seated at the right hand of God until all the enemies are put underneath my feet. My whole view is being shifted and changed. When I was a young man at Brody's age, I had made it. I said, Lord, I want to work with kids out of Chicago. I want to put them on a ranch or a farm and raise them up. They didn't have parents. I had this whole vision, and I was going, you know, and I said, but I'll do anything as long as I don't have to work with the government. As a teenager. And man, I avoided the government as much as I can. And now the Lord is saying, I want you involved in the governments of the land. All over the world. And things are happening down that line. The governor of South Dakota is a friend. The young man that's in Czech over there, you know, going to be learn a diplomat. We're communicating about every day. He told me on this trip, he says, your obedience to the Holy Spirit just touches my heart. I pray that someday I could be that obedient. And I said, you already are. Oh, he says, I'm stumbling. I said, no, you're not. I said, our obedience comes because of his faithfulness, because of his plans. It's not our faithfulness. It's his faithfulness. And so there's extraordinary things happening. So for the sake of children yet to come, you know, it was brought up when I was gone, I listened to the messages. I didn't really understand, Chad, that you didn't know. Lisa just said, Chad's going to wing it. And I thought, well, why? Why didn't he always prepares? It was a lot of breakdown communications there. But and then I listened to everybody else and everybody that spoke, and it was awesome. And I remember you said it once. I remember holding up my Bible and just said, do you believe this? And everybody says, yeah, we believe it. You know, you get to where you guys will never raise your hand, so I don't ask you a question anymore, because it was always a sneaky thing. But, you know, we say we believe in the Bible, and at the same time, we really doubt so much of it, don't we? At the same time, we get to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. Don't condemn yourself. Just keep on saying, I believe. And Chad brought it, I believe. I may get some of this mixed up, but I remember when I was at a youth camp and the lady got up and read this poem, and it was basically this. I read books that, you know, where a communist guy said, if I actually believe the gospel, I would be night and day. I'm so dedicated to communism, but if I believe your gospel, I would not stop speaking to people. I would not, you know, I would lay my life down, da 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 da. And all that, you know, and you mentioned that, don't need to condemn yourself. Same time, it put a heaviness on me, and I've carried this show on my shoulders of trying to save the whole world and feeling responsible for everybody. I mean, I just say it's a nonstop pressure. And after all these years, the Lord's still dealing with me. And one thing I want to say now that I understand is this, I'm not Lord. I'm not God. You can't put that on me. You can't put it on yourself. We are not responsible for every person's salvation. He is the Savior of all mankind, especially the believers. We do not need to carry that burden. We don't need somebody telling us that we need to pound on everybody's doors and pass out tracts. We need to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul. We need to know him and walk with him. And then we need to learn how to hear his voice and just let him lead us, because he is the Savior, not us. And he will save his own people. And he's the judge, not us. He's the one that draws people, not us. He's the one that is the truth. Our part is to grow in our understanding and our obedience so that we're not self-driven. Because you can get saved and think that you need to save the world and start lining out your own agenda to do that, and you'll be walking in the flesh. And God will honor the word, and God will get people saved. But I say the key is for us to humble ourselves before God and say, you lead me, you guide me. Not some preacher's message, not some book I read, not something else. I want to know you. I want to know the truth. And I want to be led by your spirit. And I don't want to carry. If I'm carrying the burden that it's all up to me to fix everybody's and fix everything, then I'm going to start doing that in my own knowledge and own. At the same time, I got to say this. John Wesley said this. It seems God is limited by our prayer life. That's an important statement. It seems. You guys were talking about truth, and I appreciated so much of what you guys said there and thought about a lot on the trip. I had a lot of hours to think. But John Wesley said this. It seems God is limited by our prayer life. God can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks him. I don't think I could say that's truth. I don't know. I think God can do a lot of things. But it does seem, from Jesus' own message, he did tell us to pray. There's got to be a reason. He did tell us to say, pray this, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it does indicate we got a part in bringing the will of God to the earth. That's the part that I think is most important for us to realize, that we have a part, but God is God, and I appreciate what my son Chase said. Truth can stand up to scrutiny. Question things. I appreciate what he said. You know, he and I have had some discussions down that line, and one of the things I always said was, be careful. Jesus said, be careful what you listen to. And Chase was saying, I'm reading a whole bunch of different philosophers and all that, and I still say, be careful what you listen to. But then the Lord on this trip, I said, I need to go back and look that word up. And it turned out there's referred to in two different places in Luke and in Matthew. And in Luke it says, be careful how you listen. Remember when Jesus said this, he said, what does the scripture say, and how does it read to you? So when people say, well, I don't know about that word, you know, the Bible, it's not like it's all true. The part of the problem is people read their Bible and without the Spirit of God giving you understanding and direction, and if you just listen to the philosophies of man and you don't really seek the Lord, you can really take what's said there and you could take a sentence and just pound somebody with it or build all kinds of doctrine. But unless the Spirit of God reveals to you what it is, you could be way off. And there are things that I've shared with you before that people don't understand the Hebrew idioms, and they don't understand. All I'm saying is you and I will stand before the throne ourselves. We will not go as a group. And all over the world, I find people who are, instead of taking their rightful stand as a child of God and going before God and seeking him and knowing him and walking with him and getting intimate with him, they join a group, and then they said, I'm with this group. I'm with this denomination. And then there's some brilliant people, aren't there? And so through the years, I remember people say, well, this band has prophesied this, and he's smart, and he's been right. And I go, yeah. But what does that mean to you? You follow him the way the Lord's leading you. I don't know why this is so burning in me, but it is. It's if we got a message to the rest of the world, it's God is your God, and seek him and seek him alone. And don't just sign up with some group and sign up with somebody's book. And I'm encouraging you guys, keep on growing in your own walk with the Lord. Your part is critical, and you may not think it's very big, but if the Lord is speaking to you some things to pray, and you don't pray them, there's going to be a lack. I listened to one guy, and he asked this guy, does God need us or does people need us? And he said, yes, yes. And God doesn't need us. He's not a lacking God. But his plan for man and his plan to win people, that plan needs us. Jesus is no longer here on the earth. He said, I'm going. You remember when he said, go therefore and preach the gospel? Actually, it's probably more likely it's his, instead of us thinking we need to go, it can't be interpreted that way. It actually could be interpreted as you go through life. Not just saying, go to Africa, go to there. As you go through life, preach this gospel. But also be, he said, I'm going. I'm going. Therefore, you guys, I'll give you my name. I'll give you my spirit. I'll give you my word. I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my love. I'll fill you with joy. Shine for the world to see. And I will say it, wherever I go, it's amazing how I walk into a place and it's just almost spooky sometimes how immediately there's respect and immediately they want to hear it, and immediately they know there's something different. And that's not exclusive to anybody. It's just for every child if they believe, if we believe. So for the sake of children to come, we're going to rise up. We're going to keep going. Having my dear friend Dwayne make his choice, and it took me a while, but I'm honoring it. He believes it's his time to go home. He's going to go home. But it does burn in me. John, what are you going to do with the days that you have left? And I know us, we want to make the most of them. Amen. We do love God. We do love his people. And one of the things that we've talked about, but I'll just mention again, we play a game at my house called Sequence. Things have to be in the right order. And in life, there's a sequence of some things. And let me just give you one of them. One of them is we need to hear the word. We need to hear Jesus. We need to hear the truth. The truth needs to come in our heart. We need to believe it in our heart. Once we believe it in our heart, then we need to confess it. If you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and you confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. That word's not just get your ticket to heaven. That word is you'll be delivered, you'll be healed, you'll be empowered, you'll be out of depression, you'll be out of discouragement, you'll be out of sickness and disease. None of us need to feel condemned when we're going through a battle, because he told us you're going to go through battles. You're going to have to use your faith. When you get in a battle and somebody says, well, if you had faith, you'd be healed. There's idiots in this world who have lacked total understanding of what's going on, and yet they act so confident. When Paul was in faith, he was being whipped, but he was in faith. When you're going through something, it does not mean you do not have faith. It means you are now exercising your faith to find the way out and to receive and to execute the will of God in your life. Just think about it. If you feel condemned, and how many times have you, well, I feel kind of bad, I got sick, and you know, and it's like, how could we press through and win if we're feeling this doubt and condemnation that we're failing? Fix your eyes on Jesus. He's the start. He'll start us and he'll finish us. And again, I'm a little fired up at just hours and hours with the Holy Ghost. He's been sharing a lot of stuff with me. And he said, I don't motivates me. I want to make a difference. There's nothing down here in this world. I'm kind of ruined. I have to act like I really like things. And I said, we're going to go to the zoo. I said, oh, goody. And I did enjoy myself. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying there's nothing down here that's worth it to me anymore. I'm going to enjoy it all, but man, I want to make a difference for eternity for people. The passion of God in me and in you for the love of people all over the world is burning within us. And we do not need to be intimidated. We do not be embarrassed about it. We don't need to act. Like it doesn't count. It counts. I've shared this story, but I was in a gondola over Singapore with Kim years ago. And actually, I got a little terrified up there. It's one thing to be in a plane. It's another thing to be on a cable. And I was looking how high we were and looking around, and it's whew. And it normally doesn't bother me, but we got in a conversation, and Kim, and I finally just told Kim, I said, man, you're doing so good. You know, you really don't need me. You know, and I'll never forget. He said, Dad, I never want to hear you say that again. And I took the rebuke, and I didn't say it anymore. And then Kim started telling me about how he was so blessed and how this increased here and everything was going well. And he ended up at relatives and all kinds of people were so jealous of him being so successful that they were just actually trying to make his life miserable and shut down his ministry. These were Christian relatives. And he said, but John, he says, here's the deal. God has blessed me so much, but I want more. And I sat there and was rebuked in a really awesome way. And I put my head down, I started weeping. And I said, God, I need to want more for your name's sake. And so let's hear the word. Let it sink into your heart. Believe it. Confess with your mouth. And there's not a one in here that isn't got the power to speak the word of God and to release power into the whole world. And I hope that you catch the, I know you are. Who do you think we are that we could actually touch the whole world? Why should we not believe that? Did not God pick the simplest farm boys and shepherds and fishermen to build his kingdom? It's kind of fun to talk to these guys that have doctorate degrees in theology, doctorate degrees in medical and all that, and they're asking me about, what do you think about this? And it's kind of fun to just say, you know, and sometimes I tell them, you know, I said, by the way, you know, they were asking me on this college thing. I said, by the way, you know, I have no degrees. And Pastor Ray, who's his son's starting to build this ministry, he just looked at me and smiled. He says, I have no degrees. But we know God. And we speak with authority. And we're bringing the glory of God into the whole earth. And I've always been a man of dreams, and I've always been a man of big things. But I'm telling you, there's an explosion going off. This is real, and we do not need to back off. And maybe some of us won't be here next year. Maybe we'll be in glory. But until he calls us home, pull your sword. Speak the truth. Father, I thank you for your goodness, your kindness. My confidence, Lord, in you is exploding. We're going to make it. We got to. Children of all the world that you're calling, you're drawing near to you and raising them up. And whatever small part you have for us, but Lord, I've come to believe you when you told me that everybody's part is critical. So we're going to accept that truth in our heart. And we're going to speak it out of our mouth that we believe our part, big, small, whatever it looks like without, to other people, is absolutely critical. And we are not yielding ourselves to the pressure of man. We're not here to please men. We're not here to sign up on somebody's group. We're not here to worship some man that's got a great vision. We are here to hear your voice and your voice alone, each and every one of us. And we will trust that that you are speaking to each one of us. And some of us may be leaving this congregation and going to another place or going to whatever. But we just release each other to be free to obey the voice of the Lord. But we stand before your throne this day saying we're all in. Without any doubt, we believe we are now the children of God and are destroying the works of the devil and anointed to preach this gospel that is setting people free. And we press on. Give us the mountain. Amen. Amen. I love you a lot. Fire up.